Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, big NFL day tomorrow and Sunday. Ryan Hoag knows he's playing the NFL. He knows all about this. And he's actually helping host a get-together where you can ask Ryan questions and tap in to some of the insight that is the NFL. Ryan, thank you for joining us. What do you got cooking on Sunday?
Well, Mike, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Well, you know, I'm a diehard Bucks fan, which we've talked about in the past because I followed Tom Brady because, you know, Moss and I were such good friends when he was with the Vikings. So wherever he went, I followed his career. And I got a pretty sweet opportunity on Sunday. There's a new company called Millions.co. And what they do, they teamed with the NFL Alumni Association. And they created this platform for professional athletes like myself, kind of like a one-stop shop. I consider it like a Cameo on steroids.
Uh-huh.
So it's this platform that allows us to do watch parties. It allows us to, you know, sell merchandise and have personal videos. It's pretty sweet. And they reached out to me and asked if I would be willing to host a watch party and essentially think about what the ESPN has done with the Peyton brothers, or the Manning brothers, sorry.
And, oh, while the game goes on kind of thing?
Yep, so I'm just going to be interacting with the fans. They'll be able to see me. I won't be able to see them. They'll type in questions, and I'll just be commentating on what I'm seeing and utilizing some of my broadcast background from the NFL workshop that I did a couple of years ago.
Sure.
So I'm really excited, and then the best part about it, it's free. So
a watch party where you'll be there in live in person, or is this virtual for a bunch of, you know, satellite parties, so to speak?
Great question. Yeah, it is not in person. It's all virtual, so the outreach can be whoever
I see,
wherever, and you just I have you know, a link that's attached to my Facebook and my Instagram and stuff. Or you can just go to millions.co and find it there and just go to watch parties. There's other professional athletes that'll be live streaming as well and commentating and things like that. But it's just a way to engage the fans in a different way, engage my friends in a different way. And, you know, all NFL players really have a PhD in football. And we don't, oftentimes, if we don't go into coaching, we don't get to utilize it because when we're watching it, with our friends, we just kind of just watch it and try not to be annoying by saying, oh, look at this. This is a great opportunity for me to be like, okay, well, you know, not only do I know football, but I know the Buccaneers because I've watched them every single game the last 2 years. So I really know kind of the ins and outs and what to expect against the Rams.
What did Moss ever tell you about playing with Brady? What makes him special from a receiver standpoint?
Well, you know, Brady, so I got the chance to play with Rich Gannon the year after he won the NFL MVP.
Yep.
And the thing about those types of players, right, that are MVP level players, they hold you to such a standard that it becomes an expectation, and everybody rallies around that. And a guy like Moss that holds himself to that same standard, that standard of excellence. I mean, it was a match made in heaven. I mean, they legitimately just lifted the best out of each other. I mean, obviously, Moss had the best season of all time in terms of 22 touchdowns in, what was that, 2007 or 2008? Hmm. And
22 touchdowns. You know, wow. For a receiver.
Right. That's unheard of. And I mean, they go 16-0. And, you know, so when you have a guy that really, I remember just recently, LeSean McCoy talked about it. He's no longer in football, but last year he was with the Buccaneers at the middle of the season and the end of the season, won a Super Bowl. And he said, as long as we knew we had number 12 on the other sideline, like, it lifts everybody in the organization, from the people feeding meals to the cleaning crew to the coaches to the practice squad players. Like, everybody knew, like, as long as we had him on going for us, like, we have a chance. And, you know, if you put a special talent, like the best there's ever been, like Moss, you know, I mean, it's, you know, there's a reason that they had the season they did.
Well, do you think that would Moss raise himself more for Brady because he understood Brady than he would other quarterbacks, so to speak? Do you think that he listened more because it was Brady, as opposed, you know, sometimes if you know you're the best player on the field, then what you say goes. And in this case, you may be deferring because the best, you know, the best player, or the most vocal, or the person that everybody's going to listen to is Brady.
Yeah, well, Moss really thrived in settings that had these, you know, this certain level of expectation of excellence. And when there was a little, you know, loosey-goosey, like, Moss would not strive, you know, wouldn't maybe go to the level he could. And, you know, the fact that Belichick had been there for so many years and been to, you know, Super Bowls before him, and the Patriots organization was a dynasty in the making, like, that is just, you know, ripe for a guy like Moss to come in and be like, yeah, I'm not only going to, you know, fall in line, but I'm going to add to this piece. Whereas, you know, when he goes to the Raiders right before that, when the Vikings trade him to the Raiders for Napoleon Harris, you know, and I can speak because I was drafted by the Raiders, it was a dysfunctional organization. And yeah, they pride themselves on leading the league in penalties. They legitimately talked about being the most penalized team. They were fine with that. Being the most hated team in the NFL, they love that. And that's, you know, for anybody that's just a diehard competitor that just wants to win, like Moss and like myself, like, that just doesn't jive. Like, I don't care about that aspect of it. It's not, this isn't hockey where we want to have the biggest bruiser and best fighter on the team. Like, we want to legitimately find ways to win. And, you know, from a cerebral level, Moss was so far above really any receiver I played with, and Brady the same way, Belichick the same way. They're just above and beyond their respective positions or coaching situations. And it just, that's why it worked.
Do you, does Jim Harbaugh work in Oakland or Las Vegas to you?
So Harbaugh was my quarterback coach when I was with the Raiders. He was great. And I actually,
Harbaugh was an assistant there at that time, huh?
Yeah, he was the quarterback coach there, and then he obviously went to San Diego.
Yeah, before he started his journey, huh?
And I actually sat down with him when I was at Stanford. I was doing a soccer camp, and I went in there and sat down with him, and I actually kicked the tires on potentially doing a grad assistant and getting my master's at Stanford in education. I was still playing football at the time, so I wasn't ready to give up the dream. But, you know, for Jim to not really know me as well, you know, I was only there a short amount of time, but he entertained me and gave me all the love in the world. So wherever he's gone, you know, I'm a loyalist. I root for him, and I've become a Michigan fan because he's there. Do I see him going to Las Vegas? I think he's going to end up staying in Michigan personally. Now, you know, if I had the choice between NFL and college, I mean, the recruiting is such a beast that I would probably stay in the NFL, and, you know, the money's going to be phenomenal anywhere if you're Harbaugh name. But I think he probably has a little chip on his shoulder because of the way, you know, he kind of got a bad rap. I mean, if you look at his record, it's unbelievable in the NFL. I mean, he went to, what, three straight, his first 3 years, he was three straight NFC championships, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if anybody's going to turn around that organization, it's going to be Harbaugh. But, you know, again, I feel like he's got a good thing going, and so it would be hard pressed. If he does leave for the NFL, it's going to be the Ravens, though.
Okay, so can you stay on with us for a quick break? I want to ask who the Vikings should hire.
Yep.
Okay, Ryan Hogue is our guest. When we come back, I'll ask him who the Vikings should hire as their head coach. Stay with us. Ryan Hogue is our guest, former NFL wide receiver. Ryan, Todd Bowles interviewed today. Raheem Morris interviewed today. they were expected to, and they did for the head coaching job for the Minnesota Vikings. Based on the names you've heard so far, who do you like and why?
Well, you know, I don't hear anybody really that I love. I mean, I'm a big fan of Brian Flores. I thought he got a short end of the deal in Miami, and I think he would make a phenomenal head coach with the Vikings. You know, I think a guy like Nathaniel Hackett, you know, he's kind of a popular, you know, but what people don't realize is, where was he before Green Bay? He was the offensive coordinator for Jacksonville Jaguars. Have they ever had a good offense? No, he was there for, what, 3 years? And, right, Aaron Rodgers can make a lot of offensive coordinators look good and get jobs. You look at Raheem Morris, terrible as a head coach. Todd Bowles, awful when he was with the Jets. And I'm a big, like I said, I'm a big Bucs fan. They have a great defense. He's a good defensive coordinator. Kind of like Scott Linehan was a phenomenal offensive coordinator for me with the Vikings. He was a terrible head coach, and everybody knew that. He was a brilliant offensive mind. Some guys are just not meant to be head coaches. Dan Quinn was not good with Atlanta. Yeah, he went to one Super Bowl, but he had a lot of time, had a lot of losing seasons, and then you get a guy like Lane Kiffin that people throw around, and it's just like, what are we doing here? No.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't think anybody inside the Vikings is throwing Lane Kiffin around. I think that comes from, you know, he's such an easy person. You know, anytime a job comes open, he's one of those guys, whether it's a major college or an NFL job, because he's got experience in both. It's just like an automatic that somebody's going to bring him up, you know?
Right. Well, I mean,
you grew up not far from him.
It's really hard to be an NFL head coach. People got to realize that. Nick Saban's a pretty good coach.
Yeah, he couldn't
exactly
do it.
Didn't have much success with the Dolphins. Ended, what, at 1.8 years or something? It didn't even last 2 years.
Yeah. Did you think Zimmer wore out his welcome, or did you think that they just didn't have enough personnel to get you where you need to go?
No, it was time. It was time. Zimmer's a phenomenal coach. Phenomenal coach. People will speak about him again. He's a great defensive coach. The problem is your coach has to be in line with your quarterback. And from day one, people in the organization, I heard from sources that he did not feel comfortable about Kirk Cousins. He was too much of this nice guy, and he just was not a Zimmer type guy. And then there was a disconnect between him and Spielman, and I think they made the right choice with Spielman going. Thank goodness they kept Rob Brzezinski, because he's probably the best numbers guy in the NFL, right up there with what they're doing down in Tampa Bay. But, you know, so, it, you know, it, like they say, for a job about every 8 years or so, it's probably time, 6 to 8 years, it's probably time to do something different. Zimmer's going to have success as a D coordinator next year somewhere. You know, Spielman might, you know, have success as a GM somewhere else, but it was time for them to go with the Vikings. I really hope Brian Flores gets a shot, and because I know he'd do a heck of a job.
Do you have a favorite for the GM, and how does that person have to conduct themselves?
You know, like I said, I think it's probably one of the easier GM jobs to come into, because you have a roster that is loaded with talent. You have a numbers guy in Brzezinski that's phenomenal and probably the best in the business. And you have ownership group in the Wilfs that are, you know, super patient, just good people. Like, you know, I was under the regime of Red McCombs, and then, you know, to see the difference between how he ran it and the Wilfs, it was night and day. It was like, whatever you guys need, we're here for you, we support you. Whereas McCombs, you could tell it was very business and very salesy, like, I am in this to make money and nothing more. And
man, did he.
yeah, and he made a lot of money and he got out. And but, you know, I don't know, like, personally, like, any of the GM options that they're throwing around. I kind of am intrigued by the Cleveland guy, Kwesi or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if
you
pronounce his name. I think I'm intrigued by him, but it's not like that organization is, you know, thriving.
No.
So, you know, but how much is that his doing and others? I don't know.
Let me ask you one last question along those lines.
Yep.
You bring in a guy, generally speaking, they come from a successful organization, right? And Cleveland is stretching it a little bit there. You know, last year they had a good year, obviously. This year they beat the Vikings. But for some reason, they're Cleveland crazy out of the Vikings, you know. And of us, because Stefanski, you know, is helping these guys or what. But you sit down a coach, an assistant coach, and he had Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback, or he had Tom Brady as his quarterback, or he had Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback, how do you cut through the chase and figure out if they had anything to do with the success of the organization, or are you just the product of a great quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, the same could be said with a guy like Sidney Rice, who had his breakout year with Favre, right? Favre can make a lot of
yes, exactly, and then he goes to Seattle, really, gets a big contract, and that's the last word of Sidney Rice.
Yeah, you never heard of him, right? You never heard of him again. He got his, what, $60 million and went to Seattle, and then he was, you know, and granted,
he was injured,
you
know, and stuff, but to your point, and to an extent, Percy Harvin, the same thing with Favre. But what questions would you ask to try to figure out, did this guy have an impact in the organization, or was he just there in title, and anybody could have, you know, he's just reaping the rewards of something he has no control over?
Well, I think I would do a couple things. First question I would ask is, what's the biggest mistake you've made in your current role, and how did you rectify it, right? I would see if they're super introspective of, like, oh, we're not going to talk about all my accolades because that's easy and that's all for the ink and the papers, but I want you to tell me what you did wrong. And then I would ask, like, you know, what is something that you feel like as an organization here with the Vikings that we do well, and what are three things that you might, you know, fix? What are the first three things that you're gonna work on? And from those, like, five bullet points, I feel like then you start to see, like, the guys that are really, you know, digging in and understanding, like, oh, here's what Minnesota is all about, and oh, it's you know, it's got an amazing fan base, an amazing, like, legends community, and through Tracy McDonald and things like that. But it, you know, all of that is combined. You're an ambassador as that GM of, you know, a state that is just of Midwest that's all buzzing for Minnesota Vikings. And if they don't understand that part of it, right, then I'm already moving on to the next, because I'm like, well, they haven't done their homework.
All right, one more time, the party on Sunday, how do you access it?
Yep, you go to millions.co, so it's like millions.com, but it's without the M, millions.co, and then you go to watch parties, and you click on Ryan Hoag, and you'll just need to fill out your email address, and that'll get you in, and you can come and go. It starts at 2 o'clock is the game for the Bucks and the Rams. And, we'll be doing trivia. We'll be doing a lot of fun different things. And I can show you my merch. I have a Mr. Irrelevant shirt that I think might be a fan favorite for some people. And I'll get you one, Mike. Don't worry. And
free charge,
it's
right?
It's going to be sweet. That's a really
That's
awesome
XL, by the way.
Well, I think you're more of a medium guy.
Okay.
All right.
But, hey, I appreciate it, Ryan, and have fun on Sunday.
All right. Hey, Mike, always a pleasure. Anytime.
You bet. Thank you, Ryan Hoag. Nice enough to join us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.